Last week, the Wall Street Journal reported that an online Pentagon website that sells surplus military items, everything from used combat boots to steel swords, pool tables, and diesel engines. Well, joining us now is Marion Smith, a hobby farmer from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Thanks for being with us.
You're quite welcome.
And how did you know about this Pentagon website?
Well, I've been on the site since about 94. It has changed sites since, but I've been buying from them since about 94.
And for anybody who's interested in it, I understand the address is www.govliquidations.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, what did you bid on this time around?
It wasn't the last time, but this time I got two horses that came from the 1st Cavalry out of Fort Hood, Texas.
How were those horses described?
They described them as retiring. They had been in Rose Bowl parades and presidential inaugural parades, and one was getting blind in one eye, and the other one was developing arthritis. And so I bid on them to bring them and give them a good home.
Well, before we get to their new home, their old home, I didn't know there were any horses left in the U.S. Cavalry.
Well, they still have one cavalry left, and in Texas, and I think it's a ceremonial type cavalry, and it's out of Fort Hood, Texas.
Now, all right, now you got them, what are their names, by the way?
One of them is named Joe, and the other one is Sundance. They're two very large geldings, quarter horses.
I gather if they were part of the U.S. Cavalry, did they still branded U.S.?
Yes, they are. They have a brand on their shoulder. U.S. brand.
How old are they?
One's 21 and 22.
Now, we all heard this weekend about three-year-old horses running at Pimlico. This is quite a bit older than that.
Yes, they are. They needed to be retired and not worked anymore, and that's why I bought them. And I hope to develop a small farm here for kids that have cancer or mentally challenged. And I thought maybe they would be good for people to see.
Did I just hear one of your other animals try to butt in there?
Yeah, there's three cows there. There's two of those that are blind. And we have 13 horses and three llamas and three cows.
Why did you particularly buy these horses? Do you have a weakness for horses or animals that might be otherwise in a sad condition?
Yes, I do. My father was in a horse cavalry back when he was in the Army back in the early 40s and was actually in Fort Raleigh, Kansas when they took the horses out to Nevada and turned them loose out on the range. And that's where our wild horses came from, most of them.
Now, I know that there are many programs around the country there have kids walking other kids who were otherwise be unable to, ride a horse or pet a cow ever in their life. Is that what you're hoping to do?
That's what I'm hoping to do, is something like that. The kids have never done it, and I hope somewhere down the road to get some sponsorship or something. But in the meantime, we're going to build a nice little stables and have the kids and try to get some with leukemia and so on, more sort of like a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Well, thanks for coming to the rescue of the U.S. Cavalry.
Well, thank you.
Marion Smith joined us from his hobby farm in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, to tell us about Joe and Sundance, two horses formerly with the U.S. Cavalry. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.